can't stand those.
We're just not improving.
Proof in the pudding.
Don't know what we're doing.
Can't stand those.
Got behind it early and we solved it.
It's not our type of football.
Got behind the aim ball.
That sounds cliche. We have to make the play. Cost us mistakes. Cost us the game.
Disappointed. Does we come here to win?
We really, really did.
Man. Can't stand those. Got behind the aim ball.
We're just not
improving.
And that's our downfall.
Can't stand those.
Tough loss didn't go our way.
Not enough today.
There's growing pains
in all three phases of the game. Gotta be better. Gotta make some plays.
Can't look at the record.
And it shouldn't be that way.
What am I supposed to do? Talk about how bad we are?
Just trying to give us a spark.
I'm not marked. Didn't know
we're in the hole.
Tell me something about film.
No.
I just missed the thrill.
Tell me what's happening, bro.
I think I'm in a dream. I might wake up.
I got no excuse.
It really.
Unfortunately, we have beat collectively.
We can't compete.
We've done poorly.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Can't stand losing.
It's not our choosing. So confusing.
Off season two.
And on my sound upset. On my sound down.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Just ugly all around.
Can't stand losing. Good. All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to the one and only NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network, where you can check out all the great shows such as CFL Easy Picks, Wrestlecast, Squabble Box, The Other Wrestling Show, European Uppercut, and of course, Lou Chat. You can check out many more great shows, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. But this is NFL Easy Picks, where we like to talk about the NFL season, and we are here week 8. Of the wonderful NFL season. We are almost to the halfway point, kind of halfway point coming up here. Shit, almost halfway point of the entire season, this entire show, but this is week 8. Where we talk about our fantasy team, our fantasy league, we talk about our pick'ems, our teams, and we actually have some news on the Survivor League. We have crowned a winner after only 7 weeks. I think next year we're going to bump it up, but without any further ado. Some contact information. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nfleasypicks. I never put that plug in there because I'm used to ramblings that I have on another show. But, of course, you can use #NFLEasyPicks on Twitter, where you can follow us at NFLEasyPicks. But #NFLEasyPicks, those tweets will be read right here on the show along with our emails at the #Huddle segment. Now, without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by, as always, with the Mop Jockey.
Hopefully this show doesn't go as sloppy as the week did.
Hopefully this show doesn't sound as bad as last week did when it sounded horrible.
I thought that was the week before that was horrible.
I fixed last 2 weeks ago. Last week was the software that I think it was. Yeah, because we had Carp on last week. Yeah.
Oh, see, on the call itself, it actually sounded good. I thought it went well.
You never went back and listened to it, did you?
No, I can't stand listening to myself talk.
Yeah. And we also have on the show, I'm not going to say where he's from, but he is real Joe B. Jr.
Chicago.
The
future World Series champions.
That now have about a bazillion fucking fans that all of a sudden became Cub fans?
Oh, kind of like Joe?
I never said I was. I'm not a Cubs fan, traditionally, but I'm a Chicago fan. I'll cheer for him.
What about, okay, the Bulls are in the finals. Who are you rooting? Are you rooting for them, or are you rooting for the other team? But if they,
I'd root for the Bulls.
Bulls against
the
Lakers.
As long as it's not against the Lakers.
Bulls against the Lakers.
No, it doesn't matter. I would still root for the Lakers. It's a different scenario. If there's two football teams in Cleveland,
one's enough.
You had the Browns, and you had the shittier Browns, and you liked the Browns, and one of them went to the World or went to the championship, you'd probably root for the shittier Browns if they went to the championship.
Cleveland fans can't even envision that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they can't even pretend that their team is good.
No.
Because if they had two of them, they would be 0-14 now.
We've tried that, and we did not root for the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
that was a way different situation.
Yeah.
Might have been a little bad feelings there.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. It's really hard trying not to get distracted from this game. Because I literally have my two laptops in front of me, even though one I just rebooted for maintenance reasons, and then my normal laptop, and right beside that, my TV. So.
Yeah, me too. That Time Warner emblem as it's floating around my screen, man, that's hard to not watch.
Yeah, I've got the game on and my phone next to me with all the information I need for the show, so let's get rolling.
No Shane this week, and we were actually supposed to have a special guest on by the name of Ant, but he must have fell asleep. I did want him to email us about his experience for the game that he went to, because he actually got to go to the Giants game over there in England. So I'm pretty sure he's happy about the results of that game. But
yeah, I was kind of wondering what the stadium experience was differently, because they were in the rugby stadium for this game.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get at least an email from him. He has been added to the call, but can't really. I mean, he can jump on, but yeah. All right, let's start this show, and let's talk about our teams and how they did this week. We are going to start with the Browns, and
The one time I kept my word and kept the Browns, they fucking sucked.
Which actually,
we laughed at you last week for picking the Browns.
At one point, they were doing good. At one point,
yeah, it was called 2 minutes into the game.
They had a lead going a little bit further, and then it was over. Yeah. I think up until the second, like almost the end of the second quarter, they had a lead.
I'm efforting that hold on, because I think Cincinnati scored pretty early.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. All these games are actually starting to become a big blur to me, because we lose them all. Well, granted, we celebrate at the Browns-Packers event I go to, but like we celebrate every touchdown and give out like they have a raffle for a free beer. I've won it twice, which is kind of cool.
Okay, the Cincinnati did score at 12 minutes into the game, or I'm sorry, it would be 2.5 minutes into the game, but Cleveland did have the lead about half, or towards the end of the second quarter, but then...
That's when they came
touchdown,
like
and then, yeah, they touchdown, and then AJ Green's fucking amazing bobbling touchdown bomb. Oh my God, that was so beautiful.
Fuck you.
Oh, dude, he's been so good. Oh, my God.
And he could have been a Brown.
Do we need to go down the list of the people that could have been Browns?
Well, we can go down a list of, like, players that could have been on other teams. Let's start with Tom Brady. He could have been on
He could have been on all of them.
Everybody's kicking themselves in the ass on that one, but I have nothing.
Yeah, and I wasn't the only one that picked the Browns to win, either.
No. You, MJR, and Andy, which I don't know how. Andy picked Green Bay, like he picked the Thursday night game, but he didn't have time to pick the early game on Sunday.
Or it was just too difficult.
Must have been.
He must have messed something up horribly.
Yeah,
but I mean, the Browns were doing okay with Kessler at quarterback and Hogan, Hawks kid coming in playing like the Wildcat doing the running. Because wasn't it like he had like 3 runs for 70 yards? Before he had to come in and play quarterback?
Something along those lines. I know he had over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, he wound up with 104 and the leading rusher for Cleveland.
If he would have had 5 more yards, he would have broke Manziel's record of most rushing yards by a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Of course, he was the leading passer, too, with 100 yards.
Well, yeah.
Kessler
didn't play that long.
He played, I think, up until like second quarter-ish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, and it was a competitive game up until that Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And then Kessler gets hurt, and then, I mean, it's the same story every, you know, it was like when McCown got hurt. Dude, McCown and them were playing really well, and then McCown gets hurt, and everything goes to shit.
Which, McCown might be back this week.
Yeah, but you heard that they're shopping Joe Thomas, right?
No, they're not shopping Joe Thomas.
Oh, the reports were that they were looking to trade him, and the Giants, I believe, were interested.
And Hugh Jackson has come out and said no.
Yeah, they can't afford to give up another lineman.
We'll give you Tony Romo for your next 2 years' first-round pick.
They are not Indianapolis.
Actually, you have to trade us to first-round draft picks, and we'll send you Johnny Manziel.
No.
Now, part of the Romo deal is you get 3 medical personnel extra, too, right?
That's what I'm going to be for. I didn't know what I was going to be for Halloween this year, so I'm just going to grab a wheelchair, get a lot of bandages, and I'm going to be Tony Romo. Okay, there's nothing much more I can say about the Browns. I think pretty much it's just going to be everything that I've said before. The end. Your response about the Bengals, Mop?
I mean, they beat a less talented team. I mean, there's not much else you can really say. They're not going to win the division. I mean, well, now that Landry Jones is quarterbacking for the Steelers for 8 weeks, maybe, but it's not going to be a good season for Cincinnati. They're not going to break that losing the first-round playoffs with this team. So they are what they are.
They are who we thought they were?
Yeah, actually, I think I did take them as an 8-8 team. So, yeah, they pretty much are what I thought they were.
I think I had them way higher.
Yeah, I think everybody else had them at like 12-4 winning the division, and I just, you can't just keep letting players leave. You just, it's not good.
We'll review here in a couple weeks what everybody, where everybody, geez, I was way off. I had them at 10-6.
I was way off, I can tell you that.
I had them at 10-6, but oddly enough, I also had the Steelers and the Ravens at 8-8. I think if I just take one win away, a couple more wins, because I feel like Pittsburgh, like, the NFC, I mean, the AFC North looks weak right now. Looks very weak.
Second worst division in football right now.
Yeah.
Behind the division with my other team in it, the AFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes, by the way. The NFC East is, like, one of the best divisions in the league compared to last year where they were the worst. Just saying.
Well, that happens almost every year. You have divisions flip. Like the AFC North 2 years ago was you only had one team below 500, and that was the Cleveland Browns. But with trades and free agency and retirements and draft, it's a nice cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I'm going to start looking at this more every week. If the playoffs were to end, I mean, were to start today, like where we are with the, quote, playoff hunt, which technically the Browns are still in it. But I think we will probably be eliminated in like a week or so.
Yeah, everybody's in it.
But we're 0-7, like, I don't think we have, like, we have to be eliminated in, like, next, like, 2 weeks. Like, man.
Yeah, I think once you're guaranteed a record below 500, like, once you hit that ninth loss, you're done.
So if the playoffs were to start today, your AFC number one seed would be the Patriots, number two seed would be the Raiders, the NFC, the number one seed would be the goddamn Dallas Cowboys, and the second seed would be the Minnesota Vikings. The wild card round would look like the third seed Steelers up against the 60 seed Chiefs, and the fourth seed Texans versus the fifth seed Broncos. Oh, we know how that match would probably end up. And the NFC would be the third seed Seahawks versus the sixth seed Eagles, and the preview for this week, fourth seed Falcons versus the fifth seed Green Bay Packers. But of course, that will probably change this next week. So we'll see how everything plays out.
Yes.
All right. How about the Titans?
I need to remind them that there's this guy on Indianapolis. His name is T.Y. Hilton. He's pretty good, and you might want to cover him. Just a suggestion. I mean, he's the only guy on the team that's a receiver that isn't injured. You might want to cover him. They played horribly. I can't remember what the exact stat was, but I don't think they've won a game at home in 3 years. I don't think they won a home game in 3 years, I think is what it was. And they were at home.
Yeah, the Bears had the same problem with T.Y. Hilton. I don't know. That's the like number one receiver, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to make sure he's covered.
But, well, yeah. The worst part is the numbers 2 and 3 and the number one tight end were all out of the game against Tennessee. The only person on the field was Frank Gore, who can't run, and T.Y. Hilton, and they get torched by T.Y. Hilton.
Well, before Frank Gore retires.
I don't, man. He doesn't get injured. I mean, it's not like an Arian Foster where it's, you know, injury, retire.
Yeah, I was going to say retirement. News this week, he retired.
Now, granted, Andrew Luck had a hell of a game. I mean, Luck played a hell of a game against Tennessee. Against what had been a pretty good pass defense. But he lit him up pretty good.
Grandpa Gore.
Yeah,
dude, he's still productive, though. That's the worst part. He's 90 years old and still fucking productive.
He's a damn tank.
He's always been a tank, dude. Think about how bad the San Francisco team, some of the San Francisco teams he was on, and he was the offense.
Yep, that's true.
All right, I guess. Well,
Cowboys were off. Don't really have to talk about them.
Yeah, Cowboys were off. There's really nothing else to say. No Shane this week. We don't have... Bears.
I was going to say, you're not going to talk about it?
No. No, fuck them. They suck.
Yeah, they're officially dead to everyone now.
My two teams go through quarterbacks like they're fucking a roll of lifesavers.
Hey, the plus side is, do you get Cutler back this week?
Monday. I'm actually for Cutler. I want him back.
Are we sure he's coming back?
Yeah, they already said he's back. John Fox announced it yesterday.
Yeah.
God damn it. Maybe I shouldn't have dropped Meredith yet. Yeah, I mean, I had Meredith starting for me as a flex in fantasy and got me 1.7 points because that one catch for 12 yards.
Oh,
but luckily,
I had Jordy Nelson.
Luckily, Cannon had Jordan Howard, who got 2.2 points. So kind of offset each other. Equally shitty Brown or Bears.
Jordy Nelson, .9 against the fucking Bears. Aaron Rodgers has been garbage this season.
I know.
Wait. Garbage as in 326 yards and 3 touchdowns?
They're still, the Packers aren't as good as they once were.
There's a difference between real game good and fantasy good. Normally he's both, but he's not real life good. He's still sort of fantasy good.
Yeah, there's something going on with either his mechanics or in his own head that he's not making the quality of decisions that he usually makes. Normally he's really good, really accurate. He's not right now. I don't know what the hell it is, but something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to the Bears, I feel like the Bears are just this echo, an echo of the Browns, which is ironic. Because right now I have the fucking World Series on, and it's two of the best teams in baseball, Cleveland and Chicago, and two of the worst teams in football, the Bears and Browns.
Although I'll give Chicago credit. They played really well for the first half.
That's a first.
At least defensively. And then, Rodgers just steamrolled them.
And that's why you bring somebody who hasn't played all season long to play in the World Series.
Why?
Should have been a home run, but needed 4 feet.
Football. Talking football.
Let's move on then. I'm done talking about the Bears. They're lucky. The Bears are lucky the Cubs are as good as they are right now because no one even cares about the Bears here in Chicago.
What about the Bulls?
Who? Oh, everyone expects them to do good because they've got Dwayne Wade and all these other people, and they're just going to suck it up anyway.
Speaking of old men that should retire.
Yeah, right?
Well, now at least you don't have Rose and Joakim Noah.
Well, Derrick Rose will probably be injured within the first week of the season anyway.
Yeah, kind of like Tony Romo.
Hey, we have a better backup.
I have despised that fucking Noah kid since he was at Florida.
Oh, I fucking hate Noah, too.
I fucking can't stand the way he plays.
I can't stand when he talks shit about Cleveland.
But it's so easy.
All right, let's keep moving.
Yep. All right, let's move on to how everybody did in the pick-ems and kind of analyze all those. The only across the board that everybody got, technically, is everybody picked Minnesota. When Philly won. Everybody probably would have got Green Bay, but Mart doesn't have a pick even registered, so don't have to worry about that whole mess. Technically nobody got Arizona and Seattle right, so there's that.
Yeah, that was ugly.
New England minus GBL.
Speaking of teams that need a fucking kicker.
Yeah, why would GBL pick Pittsburgh?
I think some people are just trying to be contrarian to either catch up or get out to a bigger lead, maybe.
I didn't try that.
That's what I've been trying. I would have had one more point if I didn't pick the fucking Browns.
I don't know. Like, I've thought about picking the Browns this week. I really have. But I'm not going to pick them until they win one first, which just sounds weird.
Who do they play this week?
Jets.
Jets.
Yeah, the Jets just come off a win, though.
All right. What else? Only two people picked Houston. Another one, Joe, what the fuck, picked Houston over Denver, along with Shane. And I think the only other notable one was Wayne. Mop, and Ant all picked Jacksonville over Oakland, and Oakland won.
And I'm officially off the fucking Jacksonville train. Fuck them.
Oh, also, NJR was the only one that picked New Orleans to beat the Chiefs, and Chiefs won.
Yeah, he seems to pick a lot of contrarian-type picks like that.
This was a very tough week for picks, as in there's only three different sets that people wound up in this week. The 7 bracket, the 8 bracket, and the 9 bracket. In the 7-point bracket, we have myself, Mop, Joe, all three of us first, Wayne, Mart, and Shane, all with 7, Carp and Double A in the and GBL in the 8 bracket, MJR, Ant, and DRG in the 9-point bracket. So the current standings now sit as in last place, motherfucker, me, 53 correct. 11th place, GBL, 54. 10th place, MJR, 55. Tie for 8th place, Mop and Wayne, 56. Actually, no, Ant, seventh tie for 7th, technically. Ant, Mop, and Wayne. 6th place, AA, 57. 5th place, tie for 4th, DRG and Mart with 58. 3rd place, Carp with 59. 2nd place, Joe with 61. And in 1st place, with 64 correct, we still have Shane.
I'm coming back. I'm making the comeback.
All right. Let's talk about the Survival League.
Boo.
Which, like I said, we have a winner.
Boo.
If I go to the right link first.
I think that's kind of just by default. The other two teams just gave up.
Can I contest?
No.
Why not? I think I hit the wrong button.
You picked Minnesota.
Yeah,
I hit the wrong button.
I hit the wrong button, too.
Yeah, we have to reset. Andy's not allowed to win.
It's called I didn't want to turn the ball over on downs in overtime on my own side of the field. I contest that actually happened.
Well, it only took 7 weeks for this to end. I thought I might be able to hit, a reset button, but can't.
Actually, 7 weeks is not bad. I mean, a couple of the ones that I've played in years past, it's been like 3 and you're done.
I had a choice between 1 or 2 or 3 strike system. I chose 1, as in 1 strike and you're out, obviously, so 1 and done. We're going to up it next year, or I'm going to up it next year to either 2 or 3.
Yeah, just let it extend a little longer.
Yeah, unless we can get, I think I'm going to set the bar at 10 people. If I can get 10 people in, I'll do 2. But if we get the same amount of people, because right now we got 6. Actually, no, right now we got 7. My bad. Yeah, 7. We'll go with 3. Actually, we'll just see how everything goes. I don't want to make any promises. But it was fun to finally get this done. I think I wanted to do a survival league the first or second year of the show. We never got to do it. And then we'd get a week into the season. I go, motherfucker, I forgot that I wanted to do it. So now the league's set up. So hopefully we get to do it next year and have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
All right, so that segment is now done on the show. I guess. Nope, fantasy. I skipped over fantasy altogether.
Yeah, it's been, who cares?
Oh, yeah, I care because I'm still in second place, bitch.
I'm still in third. All right, the results from last week here in the NFL Easy Picks Fantasy League. I beat the Nickel D during the Monday night game, actually. I pulled a nice little comeback.
That's my job.
You're failing miserably.
Hillary's Meat Flaps, who, quote, I'm not going to play anymore this year because I suck. Well, that's not a quote. It's, I think I'm done this year. I suck. No, I'm no good. Beat Carp's tip-top team. Granted, Carp is is in 15th place. Bartender beat Die Cronky Die. Future Browns QB beat Bunch of Punts. Men in Tights beat Pin Me Pay Me. Stormborn beat Blind Squirrel's Nut, who I've contemplating on adding a new owner to the team and quickly liquidating, because if everybody doesn't get a buy, fuck it, everybody get a buy, but at least let's put these players back out on the market. But I haven't decided yet. I also might stick with just where we're at. The Kilted Yaksman beat Hashtag The Comeback, and Twisted Savages beat Team GBL. So that will leave our current standings at 16th place, Blind Squirrel's Nut, 1-6. 15th place, Carp's Tip Top Team, 1-6. 14th place, Team GBL, 2-5. 13th place, Bartender, 3-4. 12th place, Hillary's Meat Flaps, 3-4. 11th place, Nickel D, 3-4. 10th place, Pin Me Pay Me, 3-4. 9th place, Die Cronky Die, 3-4. 8th place, Twisted Savages, 4-3. 7th place, Bunch of Punts, 4-3. 16th place, The Kilt of the X-Men, 4-3. 5th place, Hashtag The Comeback, 4-3. 4th place, Men in Tights, 4-3. 3rd place, The Fighting Sharks, 5-2. 2nd place, Future Browns QB, 6-1. And in 1st place, Stormborn, 6-1. This week's matchups are as follows. Fighting Sharks versus Pin Me Pay Me. Hillary's Meat Flaps versus Nickel D. Bartender versus Karp's Tip Top Team. Future Browns QB versus Die Cronky Die. Bunch of Punch versus Team GBL. Blind Squirrel's Nut gives a bye week to Men in Tights. Hashtag The Comeback versus Stormborn. And Twisted Savages going up against The Kilt of the X-Men. With Fantasy all done, got our Survivor League, we got our Pick'ems. Let's move into, well, we did Pick'ems for last week. Let's talk about our teams when it comes to Pick'ems for this week. And let's start with the 4-3 Washington Redskins at the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are a 3-point favorite. I'm picking the Redskins.
By the way, this is another London game.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Thank you.
Yeah, I have Cincinnati picked. I don't know if I like it, but I do. I may switch to Washington.
I have Washington picked currently.
It really surprises me the pick distribution on that game. They have 86% picking Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's been mediocre at best. Washington's actually played well.
Yep.
And you skipped the Thursday night game, too.
Oh, start with that, too. The game that everybody in America is going to be tuning into, the 2-4 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 3-4 Tennessee Titans. The Titans are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Tennessee Titans.
I have the Titans. If they were playing anybody but Jacksonville, I cannot pick Jacksonville again this season. But Tennessee's at home, and like I said, I don't think they've won a game there in 3 years, but it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, I've got Tennessee.
Right, the 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 4-5 Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are a 4.5-point favorite.
Did you just say the 4-5 Dallas Cowboys?
5-1. I don't know. You know what I was reading? Did I say 4-5?
You're reading the points.
Yeah, I was reading the face. The 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 5-1, which they're 4-2. Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are a 4.5-point favorite. Also, 81% picking the Dallas Cowboys. I'm joining them picking the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I took Philly. Seems like a lot of these rookies, when they come off of the bye, seem to underperform a little. So welcome to everyone else's world, Dak.
Obviously, we know who I'm picking, and it's not the Eagles. Cowboys will be 6-1 at the end of this week.
Obviously, we know who Shane's picking.
Yeah, probably the Cowboys, because the Eagles suck.
No, you know.
Yeah, they suck real bad at 4-2 and just beat the last undefeated team. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll show you.
The 5-1 Minnesota Vikings at the 1-6 Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings are a 5-point favorite. It's also the Halloween Monday night game. Yeah, no way in fucking hell I'm picking the Chicago Bears. I'm picking the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty spooky for Chicago, so I'll take Minnesota.
If I remember correctly, the last time the Bears actually played a game on Halloween, it snowed. I'm going to put money on that it snows again. No one's really, well, yeah, the Vikings are going to win.
Yeah, the Bears can't exactly get the pressure on Bradford that Philadelphia did.
I was going to say no one would be watching the game, but
I'll be watching it probably for fantasy.
Well, it's an off day for the Cubs, so everybody watching it.
Especially if the season's over.
Right. I want to see Cleveland win 3 games in Chicago.
I don't care. I just want the Cubs to lose. Says a Reds fan, by the way.
Pete Rose says he's rooting for the Indians.
Yeah, Pete Rose, it's probably got a bet against the Indians, and that's why he's saying they're going to win.
He's doing nothing wrong making bets now. Everybody dogs on him for making bets, but he always bet with the team that he was with. He was betting on them winning.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think you skipped a game, too.
No, I didn't skip a game. I don't go in always in order. Sometimes I go in the order I want to go in, because we have the 0-6 Cleveland Browns hosting the 2-5 New York Jets. The Jets are a 2.5-point favorite. I will be there tailgating with the Browns backers. Yeah, I'm picking the New York Jets. I'm not picking the fucking Browns. No way in hell.
Yeah, the woe is me, Fitzpatrick-led Jets will win.
Oh, sorry. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
You know, if you would have picked the Bengals last week, you could have been picking the Jets this week.
Yeah, wait, why?
Because Andy still would have been in there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
I liked your whole, at the beginning, I'm just going to pick the Browns, ha ha ha. Which basically, you would pick the Browns to lose every week except for three games because you can't repick the divisional games. So that leaves you three other ones, games to pick. We haven't had a repeat divisional game yet.
Yeah, I got out of that picking against Cleveland after the Miami game. That got me out of picking against Cleveland.
Well, you got it right. Well, that's the thing. Like, the Browns play to get our hopes up. And then they, like, to be like, so it's like, hey, we're not totally bad, which I give them credit. I mean, not saying that this is what they mean to do, but that's the way I feel about them, to where it's just like, okay, we're not the Bears. I have very little positive things to say about the Bears, like their future. Browns, on the other hand, I can give you a lot of positives. We just don't have the thing that needs that they need to bring everybody together. Could it be a better quarterback? Could be. Could it be a better offensive line? Could be. Could it be not everybody getting fucking injured? Could be.
I go for all of the above.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say for the comparisons to Cleveland and Chicago has talented young players that Cleveland does not have. But Cleveland plays way harder for the coach, whereas Chicago is playing
shit. Did you just say the Browns don't have any talented young players?
Not many.
I feel like we do.
Isn't the whole team young?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who of that bunch is a superstar?
I would consider...
Has the potential to be a superstar.
I would say Pryor, but...
Do you call him a young player, though?
That's what I was about to say. He's not young.
I mean, Coleman has the possibility of being a superstar,
mm-hmm.
But then you look at the Bears... Kevin White, he's immensely talented if he ever pulls it together. Cameron Meredith has shown really well to be really good receiver. You've got two running backs in Langford and Howard that could very easily make a real nice 1-2 combo. There's some hope in Chicago for talent, but Cleveland's showing heart, and I'll take heart any day.
I think that there's some heart in talent, and over time you're going to see that talent blossom. I think maybe their younger talent is blossomed a little more than ours, but I just feel like I see a lot more potential in our younger talent. And even getting Terrell Pryor, granted, he's not exactly a young player, he's still showing so much dynamic plays.
Yeah, he has a talent. He's great. And, I mean, if you really think about it, in football years, he's kind of a young guy because he really didn't play much as a quarterback in the NFL. So most of those years were just spent, you know, holding a clipboard. So, you know, wear and tear on his body isn't what I don't want to call him a veteran, but a guy getting close to those veteran years would have.
Yeah. All right. Enough for our teams. Now let's move into the hashtag auto segment, where we read tweets with hashtag NFL Easy Picks and any emails sent to nflazypicks@gmail.com. Shouldn't be much of a surprise. We don't have any emails. So we're just going to move on to the tweets, which we don't have a whole lot of them. Every so and so on, we do have some down weeks. We have four tweets.
Yeah, I think three of them are mine almost.
No, two. And they're from two people. One of them I'm debating if I should fucking read. Anyway, Andy at AA_WIR says, I forgot the Bears where on until I looked at Twitter. Go Cubs, #NFLEasyPicks, #TFN, or TNF, which I'm going to reread that. I forgot the Bears where on, and he wrote W-E-A-R. Now,
it sounds like he reads.
Mm-hmm. And Joe at Real Joe B. Jr., guess I am out. Stupid Minnesota, #NFLEasyPicks.
God, what a sloppy, horrible game. Dude, I believe they started that game off with five straight turnovers between the two teams.
Yeah, I think so. It was bad.
And Bradford wound up with four fucking fumbles.
Showing his true colors.
Yeah, I think a little of that, and I think Philly's defense is actually that good, too. So, I mean, I don't want to chalk it all up to Minnesota being, you know, Bradford. But yeah.
Another one from at Real Joby Jr. Wow, at double A underscore WR, have something in common. For the first time, we both want the Cubs to kill the Indians. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Hashtag MLB Easy Picks.
Yepers.
Can we just blow up the city of Chicago, please?
That will happen if the Cubs win the World Series.
What happens if they lose?
Probably the same thing. We're not Vancouver.
Are you sure? Or Detroit?
For the second year in a row, when it comes to playoffs, I want to denounce, as a whole, the city of Chicago. First, it was last year, not last season, but last year, with the Bulls against the Cavs. Now with the Cubs, who I always considered my National League team, but I would never buy anything from them because I'm not that huge into baseball. So I was like, nah, I've looked at like getting a Cubs hat, and I'm talking about like 5 years ago. And I was like, nah, screw it. I'll still wear my Indian stuff when that time comes. And then the moment that they got into the World Series, I denounced them, unlike them on Facebook and everything. Fuck that. Hashtag rally together.
Yeah, I hate Chicago. I hate the Cubs.
I never thought I'd ever say the Chicago Cubs in World Series in the same sentence besides never going.
Yeah, I think you gave me shit a long time ago for, like, making a comment about liking the Cubs, and you're like, oh, Cubs suck, go White Sox.
Yeah, it's when the Sox were good.
How long ago was that?
Wait, I was going to say the 90s?
2005, we won a World Series, thank you.
Oh, so Chicago has won a World Series. Okay, so we can win one. Cleveland can win one, it's okay.
No, because Chicago Cubs haven't won one since 1908.
The only thing I hope is if the Cubs do win, they just completely burn the fucking city to the ground.
It will happen.
I hope it does.
I mean, the thing that I do like about this World Series on a baseball note is that these are legitimately the two teams with the longest droughts of winning a World Series. Which, granted, there's like 30, 40 years in between the Indians and the Cubs, but still the two longest. So one of them is going to win, and the other one's going to still be up there. The Cubs could stay the longest, or the Indians could move up to now being the longest.
It's too bad we can't have a swerve and, like, the San Francisco Giants come in and beat them both and hold those two teams to exactly where they belong.
This is our fucking year, damn it. It's an even year. We win. All right. Last tweet from at AA underscore WAR. Cutler is cleared to come back equals who cares? When Romo is back healthy, you play Romo. Hashtag NFL East Picks.
No, you don't.
Jerry Jones says you do.
Jerry Jones needs to fall off a fucking cliff.
That is your fucking God. You will worship him.
If he starts Romo, I will go to Dallas and destroy him. So will, like, everyone else in Dallas Cowboys fans. They're all go down and be like, what the fuck is your problem, Jerry?
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have them continue to play Dak Prescott. But, like, a game or two in, Dak is going to get injured, and you're going to look to the sideline in horror, much like I did the 2010 NFC Championship game when Cutler got knocked out. It wasn't the fact that Cutler got knocked out. It was the fact that Todd Collins was going to be coming in and playing quarterback. The god-awful Todd Collins.
But Tony Romo's a lot better than Todd Collins.
But the relationship from Dak to Romo is equivalent to Cutler and Collins. Maybe Collins is a little worse, but...
A little worse?
I was going to say, Collins is a lot worse than Romo.
Yeah, by far.
But it's still that feeling you get when your quarterback is out and you have to look to the sideline to what you have. And
I
you know...
It's Romo coming in for Dak Prescott.
If Romo's only going to play like one or two games, he's fine. He just can't go past that two-game mark because he'll get injured.
True.
In the weird world where Sam Bradford has yet to be injured, I probably just...
Although, Philly tried like hell to fucking injure him Sunday. They beat the piss out of him. When is Dez supposed to come back?
This week.
Is that a... Because I you get so many conflicting reports on him. It went from a minor injury to a broken fucking leg to... It's been all over the place.
He should be back this week.
Now the question is can he catch the ball?
Yes.
All right.
Do they need to pass it to him? No.
All right, let's finish up this show because some of us got some baseball to watch. And we will pick up at the 4-3 Buffalo Bills hosting the 6-1 New England Patriots. The Patriots are a 6.5-point favorite. I'm picking New England.
Yeah, this is New England's revenge game. I'll take New England and all of the points.
Yeah, I agree.
The 3-4 Indianapolis Colts hosting the 4-2 Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs too.
As do I.
The 4-1 Seattle Seahawks at the 2-4 New Orleans Saints. The Seahawks are a 3-point favorite. Picking the Seahawks.
I'm going to take Seattle, but I think I'd like New Orleans to, as an underdog, to cover.
I was thinking that myself, but I kind of...
Can I push?
I actually do wish there was an option to where you pick that there's no winner so you can get points for it.
I agree. Well, but I've got the Seahawks winning.
As often as that happens, yeah, that's not happening. Oh, what was it? It was a... There's been 4 6-6 tie games in the history of the NFL. All of them involve the Cardinals.
Well, they're one of the two longest running franchises in the NFL. The 5-2 Oakland Raiders at the 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers are only a 1.5-point favorite. That's where I pick my underdog, picking the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Oakland's played 3 Sunday 1 o'clock East Coast games and has won all 3 in astounding fashion. And they're playing another one, and I will take Oakland.
I also have the Raiders.
This is the one thing I didn't like about Yahoo. They don't mark the tie, because it's telling me the 3-3 Arizona Cardinals, which shouldn't be that, because 3-3 and 1.
And 1.
Arizona Cardinals going up against the 5-1 Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking Panthers.
Oh, I'm staying with my David Johnsons.
Your what?
David Johnsons!
Yeah, I've got the Cardinals winning this. I just don't like the Panthers' chances.
I just really don't like that it's a Sunday 1 o'clock game in Carolina.
The 4-3 Detroit Lions at the 4-3 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 2.5-point favorite, picking the Houston Texans.
Oh, I'm taking Detroit, dude. They've offensively looked great.
Yep, except, I agree, and I'm taking the Lions also.
Except against the Bears.
Yeah, dude, that was the one bad week. The worst defense they played the worst against. They play against good defenses and play well. Sorry, Houston, you're losing.
Who did I say I picked?
You said Houston.
I picked Detroit.
I believe you said Texans.
I have a game going on beside me, and I keep watching that. I just kind of go on autopilot. No, I actually did pick Detroit, I will say that. That is one of my underdogs. All right, the 3-4 San Diego Chargers at the 5-2 Denver Broncos. The Broncos are a 6-point favorite. Now, I'm sure about this. I picked the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, this is Denver's revenge game, and I'm going to take Denver.
Yep, I got Denver.
What's our last game? The 4-2 Green Bay Packers at the 4-3 Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Green Bay Packers because I kind of need another underdog. It's weird that they're underdogs. Normally I'd pick Atlanta, though, but yeah, I think Green Bay might pull this one off.
Well, I think this is a game of no defense, and Atlanta at home will just outrun Green Bay.
I've picked Green Bay, but I'm tempted to pick Atlanta.
Yeah, same.
There's a good chance this game could be in a total of like 70 or 80.
Yeah.
All right. That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. Any final thoughts or last-minute plugs from Mop?
Just at the Mop Jockey on Twitter.
Joe?
At RealJoeBJR. And that's it.
And, of course, you can find me at HeavyShet330. You can find this show at NFL Easy Picks. You can email us, NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com, and use hashtag NFLEasyPicks, and your tweets could be read right here on this very show. That will do it. That will wrap everything up here for the week, what did I say, 8? Yes, 8th edition of NFL Easy Picks. We will catch everybody right back here next week, and that will conclude the end of regulation time.